Hello and welcome to the Bridge City Church podcast. If you would like to get connected, you can find us on Facebook at Bridge City Church. Or come along to our Sunday service at 10 a.m. We'd love to have a coffee and a chat. We hope you enjoy this week's message. See you at church.
It is so nice to be here today and actually be live talking to you. It's very nice, you know, a nice sign of some of the positive direction we're heading, but also nice to be able to share fresh with you live today. So happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. So nice to have you all listening today and welcome and glad you could join us today. And I've noticed on Facebook over the last couple of weeks all the pictures of the dogs that have been watching our sermon, which is kind of different for church. But anyway, so to all the dogs that are watching today, welcome if you are watching on Facebook. But most importantly, just glad you could join us today. So mums are amazing, right? The thing that always astounds me is how much they sacrifice. Just continually a great example to us. I think about my mum, who I know is listening this morning with some family. So happy Mother's Day, Mum. You know, such an incredible lady, a mother of seven kids, and I've got three kids, and I can tell you now, it gives you a great appreciation for your mum with the mother of seven kids. But one of the things I loved about my mum is the fact that you'd always constantly put others first. You'd always constantly put us kids and the family before your own needs, and that's what mums constantly do. I think about my wife, Naomi, the mother of our three kids, and the sacrifices that she's done consistently, from putting her career on hold and the study that she's done to be able to mother our three kids, constantly putting herself first, putting the kids first, constantly self-sacrificing. I have to remind her to buy things for herself and not for the kids all the time, because that's where her heart is. Her heart is wanting the best for the kids consistently. I look at all the mums in this church. We have some great mums in this church, and I'll watch the way that you mother your kids, and it's evident in the way that they behave and the way they're growing up, or the young adults that you have in our church, and you go, you were a great mum, and constantly seeing the way that you'd make sacrifices for your kids. I also think about the spiritual mums that we have in our church. I think about Pastor Robin, who's one of our spiritual mums here in the church, and you think about the other ladies in this church that are mothers to those that don't have mums. Constantly sacrificing, constantly putting others first. And that's what mums do, right? They constantly self-sacrificing and constantly thinking about their kids' needs before their own needs. And, I'm thankful because mums are the things that hold the families together. Yeah, I think about mums, they're the ones that are constantly staying up late, constantly dealing with the crying babies. I'll ask guys, we need to do better at that, but they are the first to normally get up. I'm thankful for mum for always putting us kids first. I'm thankful for the fact that we've always had a meal on our table because of our mum making the food. I'm thankful for all the mums that constantly give up their quiet time for us kids. I'm thankful for when my mum would let me come in for a cuddle in bed when I was a kid. And I know my kids are very thankful for that constantly as well. I'm thankful for the mums that are always there for you when you're sick. I don't know about you, but when my kids are sick, they don't really want me. They want their mum, because the mums have a special place in the kids' hearts. I'm thankful for the joy that my mum brings, and I know the mums bring many of us. And I'm thankful for the countless hours spent with us, constantly putting us first. And thankful for all the sacrifices that they have made. And the sacrifices they make and their ability to put others first is tremendous. But I also think it's a marvelous example of how Christ wants us to behave. I think it's quite a unique how he's built Munns, because it's a great example. If I think about Mark chapter 10, 25 to 45, it says, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and the officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you, it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must first be a servant." Now, I'm not saying that mums are servants, but it's a great example of how to live. "And whoever wants to be first among you must be a slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." So whilst mums are not slaves, they demonstrate a great ability to be able to serve the family through love, continually putting the family first before themselves. And that's what this scripture is talking about, is the fact that it doesn't matter your authority position in the family, the church family, you're out in society. We're first a family that we are to serve each other, constantly putting each other first through love. I like the way Philippians chapter 2 puts it, where it says, "Therefore, if there's any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if in any affectional mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love and being of one accord, of one mind." We are called to be like-minded, of the same love and of the same accord. That means we're one family through the body of Christ. That means that our identity of Christ trumps any other differences we may have, whether we're Port supporters or Crows supporters. We are one through Christ. Whether we're black or white, whether you're a manager, a boss, or a servant, we are one through Christ. Whether you're the Prime Minister of a country, or whether you're a homeless person on the street, we are one through the body of Christ. Our identity through Christ makes us all the same and all equal. "Let nothing be done of selfish ambition or conceit," it continues to say. And I find that an interesting one, because we live in a world of ambition. We live in a world of where it's striving to be the best, or striving to hit that career, and that trying to hit this milestone of what you're trying to achieve. But I think mums are a great example of where, do you know what, it's not about ambition. It's quite a simple thing of just trying to love their children. "Let nothing be done of selfish ambition or conceit." You know, that's such an opposite of the society that we live in. Everything is about yourself. It's about your personal ambitions. It's about trying to get that job, that position. It's what I see in most workplaces end up causing the most problems, because it's everyone putting their personal ambition in front of actually what a company needs. But no, the scripture says in verse 3, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit." It then continues to say, "But in the lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interest of others." To me, the greatest example of that is mums. Constantly thinking about the interest of others first. You may have had a good mum, you may have had a bad mum, but I know deep down inside constantly that mums constantly put others first. I think about that is the hardest commandment, or the hardest bit of scripture, where as Christians, where we want to constantly think about our own selves and the way things make us feel, but then we've got to look it through the lens of Christ and actually go, no. Am I also thinking about the interest of others, or am I thinking about the interest of myself? Verse 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery, but equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men." As Jesus humbles himself to come down and serve us, and as the Son of God, Likewise, I see that in mums. Mums, to me, are quite often the unpraised heroes of society. And it's kind of a great example of how we should also behave as Christians. That we don't need the glory, we don't need the praise, but no, we come and humble ourselves to serve other people. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, and even to the death of the cross. And, you know, and constantly you hear the stories. I was doing a bit of a Google on mothers' stories and sacrifices they made, and it's amazing, actually, of how many stories there are of mums who laid down their life. Whether it was a mum that hurtled over a child's body during a fire or through a storm and the wind and snow, would literally lay down their life for their child. And likewise, our Saviour laid down his life for us and was obedient to what God wanted him to do. So we live in a world where success is determined by how much you have or how many people you manage. But I think in the success in the kingdom of God is not by how much money you have or how many people you manage, but more the opposite. And I think Rick Warren sums it up really well when he says that Jesus measured greatness in terms of service, not status. God determines your greatness by how many people you serve, but not how many people serve you. What a great way to live. Not by how many people you manage, not by how big of a boss you are or how much money you have, but no, how many people do you serve? How many people do you put first and let Christ lead your life? So, mums, you are a great example. Great example of how I think Jesus wants us to serve others, of putting people first, of constantly thinking about others and self-sacrificing. It is a humble role being a mum, a role that once a year where we honour you and actually recognise what you do. But I know from with my wife and also with my mum, it's also a role that goes unnoticed. 364 days of the year, you just potter on and do your thing. And I think that's amazing and worth honouring. But also, I think as society, a great way for us to look at mums and go, yeah, us guys, we need to live like that too. Put our selfish ambitions aside and serve Christ in a way where it's self-sacrificing. So, mums, thanks for all the amazing sacrifices you've made for us. And may we look to you as the great example of how we serve Christ. I think it's a great opportunity for us as a church to think about the way that we live our lives. Are we living for our own ambition, our own goals, our own drives? Or are we striving to serve Jesus, striving to put his priorities first and striving to serve others? Or are we striving to serve ourselves? So on this Mother's Day, may we reflect on the way we behave, reflect on the way we respond and go, am I living how Christ wanted me to be self-sacrificing and loving for others and self-dying to self. So my message is quite simple this morning. Mums, thank you for all that you do, but also thank you for being an amazing role model for us to hopefully aspire to live like you in the way that you served us as your children. May we serve Jesus as his children, living the same way as you. I really pray you'll have a blessed week. And before I'd close, I'd love to pray for you all. So if you're at homes, you want to put your hands out, and I'd love to pray for you. And perhaps reflect on the way you're living. Are you living for yourself or are you living for Christ? So Father God, Lord, I just thank you this morning that we can come together in one unity across many locations, Father God, and worship you. Father God, may your word go deep into our hearts and may we learn to live a life that's self-sacrificed, living for you and constantly putting others first. May we humble ourselves As our mums have humbled themselves to serve us, may we serve you. Father God, I just pray a blessing over every mum that's watching this morning, Lord. May you bless them. Lord, may you just touch them and meet their needs, Father. Lord God, and I pray that this week as we go out, may we remember, Lord, to live a life of sacrifice, live a life of being submitted to your word and your agenda, Father God, and not our agenda. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. If you enjoyed today's podcast, make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with all our latest sermons. If you would like to get connected, you can find us on Facebook at Bridge City Church, or come along to our Sunday service at 10 a.m.